Dear Lewis Journal there, it's Saturday, February 19th, 2022. I think it might be a good time to take a couple days and reflect upon what I've actually learned here. You know, when I first started this journal, I was in pretty rough shape. I mean, I'm not exactly shined up like a diamond here, journal, but Lou is definitely doing a lot better there. I mean, a lot of the drinking went away when I quit my job and reorganized my life so I don't hate it all the time. It's a lot easier to take care of yourself when you don't hate every second you're awake. And then you just kind of black out and do it all again, like on the loop there. So I'm going to call that progress, you know, and that gave me the space to explore some other ways to make myself better there, which was, look at this. We're almost out of page here, but the first step was not hating everything. And then things just slowly fall into place there, journal. Hey, this is pretty cool. All right, keep doing this tomorrow then. Later. Hey there, everybody. People of the internet, Lou heads, haters, lovers, everybody here. The mothers, the children, all of you, come over. We're having a Lou cast. Everybody's welcome here. It's Saturday, February 19th there. And hey, anybody else sit around all week waiting for World War III to start there? Yeah. I mean, I had a couple days where I was like, should I go to the store today after just going to World War III or tomorrow? And then after a couple days, I was like, Lou, you sat around for 2 years during a pandemic. Now you're supposed to worry about World War III. Hey, Putin, give me a call. All right? The number's right there. We'll work this out over a couple Miller Lights at Dolan's. All right? Maybe you don't like Miller Lights. I know, you know, you're probably not a union guy there. So we'll have white Russians. Look, whatever, pal. Just stop by. Don't invade Ukraine. Come down to Dolan's instead. All right. That's enough. I did my part for world peace there. Lose out. Dear Lou's Journal, it's Sunday, February 20th, 2022. Boy, last February seems like a week ago. Funny how that works there. I guess I'll keep going with taking stock of what I learned here. Yesterday I wrote about how not hating myself allowed me an opportunity to better myself. I suppose it has to start there. I mean, if you hate yourself, you're just going to keep trying to destroy yourself whether you know it or not. But by taking a step back there and reassessing everything and making the changes that you can, you give yourself a chance to change for real and for the better there. It's pretty crazy. I didn't learn that from the self-help books though. I was going to write about how they were kind of little misleading there, but I'm all out of pages, so yeah, I'll get to it later. See you, journal. Thanks for all your help, buddy. Whoa there, everybody. Happy Sunday. Lou here. You know, it's February 20th. We got 8 more days here. Tomorrow is President's Day. I mean, if you live in the United States, it's President's Day. Heck, if you don't live in the United States and you got a president and you want to celebrate President's Day, Lou's here for you, all right? All you other losers, I don't know, elf. I don't mean losers like L-O-S-E-R-S. I mean losers like L-O-U-S-E-R-S. Like you're losers. Like fans of Lou. I was thinking of what to call you guys, and Lou heads is cool, but maybe losers is. Maybe I got to go back to the drawing board with that. All right, there. You know what, tomorrow's President's Day. I'm gonna go stock up on some beers because we're gonna start the smashing early there, right after mattress shopping. All right, see you, people. Dear Lou's Journal, it's Monday, February 21st, 2022. There. How are you doing today? I talk so much about myself, I never spend enough time asking you how you're doing. So, yeah, I wish you could talk, journal, the stories you would tell, you know? So I was thinking the other day about how I got all crazy into those self-help books and that they ended up in the end not really helping. But I think it was a useful phase to go through there. Like, I think it was important to learn that nobody else has my answers there. They might have some kind of advice, but I ain't solving with nothing with no 30-day program or a 10-step process or anything like that. You just gotta lure it sometimes, you know? Just, even if you don't want to, you just gotta be like, I said I was gonna be a better person, and this is what I normally would do in this situation, but I probably should do this there because that's the right thing to do. And no self-help book is gonna help with that. So, I don't know how I feel about them, but it ain't good there. So I'm glad I'm off the self-help book there, Jeremy. You're the only book I really need. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. All right, everybody, how's it going there? It's Monday, February 21st, 2022, and it's President's Day. So you want to celebrate this great nation of America by getting a deal on a mattress? Or maybe some deep discounts at some rent-to-own joints, you know? You like overpriced washers? How about a couch you ain't going to be able to pay off before you die? Or any of the other great things that happen on President's Day? Your new tires? It's big tire sale day? Is that what it is? Look, me and Stu and Stu 2, we're going to get some of those beers with the president's heads on them. You know, they all got like George Washington's this and Thomas Jefferson's that and all. Ben Franklin ain't president, but you know, he's on money so he can have his own beer label, you know? So we're going to patriotically drink them there all day and then end the night with the ceremonial President's Day fireworks display, all right? I hope you whoop it up, all right? Have a good President's Day. Dear Lou's Journal, it's Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022 already. Man, every time I think the days are going by fast, they seem to get by faster on me. Yeah, what are you going to do about it? So, yesterday I told you all about how I really feel about the self-help books and everything. I do have to note, though, that while I was reading them and while I thought they were helping me there, I felt really good. But it was like that. The fake sense of goodness, you know? It doesn't last, and it fades like a few days after you finish reading the book and you realize that maybe you aren't an all-powerful being that can manifest whatever they want in this reality. You know, I mean, seeing that you are a limited being who can probably manifest a couple things here and there, but nothing really useful, it's a lot different than being a couple of days away from living the life of your dreams. Speaking of which, I don't even know what the life of my dreams will look like anymore. Yeah, maybe I'll try to figure that out. Alright, see you tomorrow, Journal. Have a good one. Happy Tuesday, my favorite people of the internet there. It's February 22nd, 2022. Now, please, people, prepare yourself for all the twos today. The two people, they're going to be all over the place again. Oh, there's an extra two than there was 20 days ago. Oh, it's all twos. Everything's twos. Oh, my God, that's significant. You know what? Lou ain't doing 2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2 day. All right? I ain't seeing the memes. I don't want to run into the old people at the store that are like, oh, it's all twos today. I'm going back to bed, and we'll try this again later. Enjoy your day, if you can. If it's even possible with these freaks out there talking about numbers all the time. All right, later. Dear Lou's Journal, February 23rd, 2022. Oh, and it's a Wednesday, too, there. So I was thinking yesterday, I left here with quite a weird question. What does my perfect happy life look like? Yeah, when I was a kid, we used to play this game all the time. Like, what are you going to be when you grow up? How many houses are you going to have? How many flying cars? You know? I don't know anybody with a flying car, Journal. To be honest, I don't even know that many people that are truly happy. Or even falsely happy. I know a lot of people that just don't have a chance to think about anything other than what they have to do to survive. And surviving ain't living. You know, there's gotta be more to it than that. And I tried to think about what kind of life I would live if I could live any kind of life I want. And Yeah, I couldn't really come up with an answer there. I'm so encrusted with bitterness and disappointment that I think I forgot how to even think about being happy there. All right, I'm out of page journal. I'll see you tomorrow there. We'll continue this. Don't forget where we left off. All right, later. Here we are, everyone. It's Wednesday there, February 23rd, 2022. All right, everybody over the two fever, all right? I don't want to hear about twos anymore. All right, just 1, 3, 4, 5. That's how you count from now on, all right? Hey, do any of you people know why I haven't heard from Putin yet? I thought he'd call back. And we could just solve this whole thing there. I don't even know what's going on over there anymore. I just unplugged all my televisions, all 9 of them. I stopped reading the papers. I only look at cat pictures on the internet now, and I don't even look at cat pictures with sayings on them or whatever, because I might accidentally find out what's going on in the world. And Lou's going hermit this week. All right, there was the President's Day hangover was pretty brutal, and then we got Putin not calling me back, and all these two freaks out here. I'm staying inside. All right, I'm ordering a pizza, and I'm just going to work on my novel, I guess. Dear Lou's Journal, it's Thursday, February 24th, 2022. You know, on the subject of happiness there, I've been thinking a lot about it lately. And I went back to my childhood there, and, my parents weren't happy. They weren't living the life they wanted there. They popped a couple of kids out and then struggled for a long time. And so did their parents. And, so did I. Yeah. It's like the world just wants you to go into debt as soon as possible, so you gotta be a slave all your life to get out of it. I don't know if I'll be able to completely break that chain there, but I'm working on it. Yeah, at least I know how I became unhappy there. And I'm pretty sure that I can figure out I don't even know what I like or what I wanted to do or anything now. I just know that I like journaling and not working, and then just sitting still and just letting things settle down inside of me. Hey, it's out of space already, Journal. Every time I sit down here, this goes faster and faster. What do you know? I'll see you tomorrow, pal. Here we are, everyone, together again, Thursday there, February 24th, 2022. Thursday is one of the 2 days a week I go to work there at the airplane factory. But check this out. Stu, he's working from home now. They put a shop in his basement and everything. So I'm just going over there. I get my hours in. Give him a hand. You know, we do our thing together. Get the work done. I don't even have to go into that godforsaken factory anymore. You don't know what a load that is off my shoulders there, people. I hope you can get your loads removed, you know? Nothing like dropping a load down and letting it go forever. You know, it's just what's the word I'm looking for here? Satisfying there. Yeah, it's awfully satisfying. This work from home thing is it's bringing the power to the people there, you know? Like, we're in charge, okay? The people. Don't you think it's weird that there's a country, all the countries are like this. It's whatever one you're in, it's like this. You got the people, and then you got the leaders. That, like, implies the leaders ain't people. I ain't got time to get into what I think they are, but you know where I'm going with this there, right? Lizards. All right, this ain't Alex Jones, but sometimes it gets a little weird. So enjoy your Thursday there, and I hope you stay away from the lizard people. They're everywhere, by the way. You can't really avoid them. Dear Lou's Journal, Friday, February 25th. 2022 there. So I thought a lot yesterday about how I could live a fulfilling life, and I gotta be honest here, Journal, it doesn't look good here. I mean, all the things I truly like to do, like work on the cartoons with Stu and Stu 2 and do my podcast, and I want to build like an internet cartoon empire, because I really love cartoons there. And you know, I'm in my mid-40s here. Yeah, I don't know what that means as far as, I mean, I could still do it, you know, but it ain't gonna be my job. Is that important? Do I have to identify with my job as myself? Like, does anybody think, like, hey, you know what, this is my hobby here, this is my passion, this is where my heart and soul is, and that's who I am, but then I, gotta do this, that, and the other thing to make it happen there. Can we identify with something other than our profession in this culture? Well, do I have to take part in cultural norms? I mean, it's not like I'm burning things down and screaming at everybody dressed up like the Joker. Just want to be a cartoonist instead of an airplane maker. Hey, all right, see you tomorrow, Journal. Hey everyone, it's Lou here, as always. Happy Friday there, February 25th there. Only 3 more days left and then it's March. Jeez. Alright, what are we going to do today? Lou's got to go to work and then I'm coming home and really getting into this being a hermit thing. You know, it wasn't enough just to like cut myself off from the outside world. I took all the clocks down too, you know. I don't want to see the passage of time being measured in front of my face. It's just how it is now. And also, I think I'm cutting myself off from the inner world for a little bit, too. I don't really need any of my bullshit, and I don't need any of the world's bullshit. I just want to go to work there, and then come home, and just, I don't know, relax or something. Something's got to give there. All right? I hope you give, people. I hope something gives for you, or I hope you give to something, or whatever. Just enjoy your Friday there. It shouldn't be too hard. Lou out. Dear Lou's Journal, Saturday, February 26th, 2022 there. Yeah, I mean, in my heart of hearts, as I was saying yesterday, just to jump right back into things, you know, I would like to make cartoons there and have that be what I am and how I pay my bills, but I ain't hanging my hat on that dream. I'm just going to make cartoons and whatever. That's what creating things makes me happy there. I mean, I create airplanes, that's kind of creating. Oh, come on, Lou, you're just trying to compromise there, like, oh hey, you can't make cartoons, but hey, you make airplanes, big guy. It's the same thing, you know, you're making something there. Oh hey, you want to be an artist and draw pictures, but oh look, you're lucky enough to make logos for local businesses. Yeah, then things don't really equate that way. And if I stick in this tangled web of false equations and you know, like all the other people bullshit coming into my mind, I don't think I'm gonna learn how to be happy there, Journal. It's I just gotta do my own thing and then make sure I can afford it, and that's it. Hey, getting there. You know what? I'll talk to you tomorrow. I got something else I want to tell you about. Saturday, February 26th, 2022. This is Lou here. I know yesterday I told you I was cutting myself off from the inner world and get rid of all my clocks, and you might be wondering what day it is. How do I know what day it is, huh? Well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist there. I just waited for the sun to go up and down, and then the last thing I remembered it being was Friday, and I know Saturday comes after Friday, so it's got to be Friday. And the same thing with the numbers. They go up. One every day they go up. The dates never go backwards. This is just simple logic there, like Sherlock Holmes level, figuring things out, you know? It's I'm not saying I'm smarter than you or anything there, people. I'm saying we're all capable of understanding way more than we think we do. Like, we don't need clocks to tell us when days pass, and you don't need me to tell you how the sun works. All right? So get away from me. Go out there, enjoy your Saturday. There's weather outside or something. Unless World War III happened. I wouldn't know, but all right. See you around. Dear Lou's Journal, it's Sunday, February 27th, 2022. There's something extra quiet about a Sunday morning I haven't figured out yet. You know what, to be honest, Journal, I don't need to know that mystery. I'm just content to know that Sundays are a little quieter than the rest of the days. You know, I was thinking about my dream of being a cartoonist there, and you know, I think with dreams, people jump right from step one to the end. They leave all the middle out. It's just like making a sandwich with two pieces of bread and nothing else there. You gotta imagine the meat. That's not gonna get you anywhere. I thought about all the things I can and have done there to make my dream of cartooning come real. And it's not a whole lot, but it's more than nothing there. I mean, take LouandStu.com. Stu and I built that ourselves, and we don't even know anything about building websites. We got a YouTube channel, a TikTok, all that stuff. I don't need to tell you about it. You can't subscribe to any of it, but it was a lot of fun there, and it's kind of like the self-help books where it makes you feel like you're doing more than you're doing there, but you're also like, who's going to watch your tunes if they ain't there to watch, you know? You got to put it out there. You're putting yourself out there, Journal. That's what you got to do. You got to put yourself out there. Hey, yeah, another epiphany there. Yeah, all right, I'll see you tomorrow there, buddy. Hey there, everybody. Happy Sunday there, February 27th, 2022 there. I put my clocks back up, you know. I plugged the TVs back in, mostly because of little Lou. He was going nuts there, staring at the wall. Or sometimes he was just watching the TV, even though it wasn't on. It got pretty creepy. So I just put his cartoons on there. And then, you know, Eleanor was like, oh, the TV's back there. And then she started watching her shows. And then before you know it, I got sucked into him there and telling everybody what time it is. And, you know, it's just this hermit life. I don't think it's for me. I mean, it was definitely like a good way to spend this week. Maybe, you know, sometime down the line, I'll try it out again. But, you know, hermiting. It's a nice place to visit, but a rotten place to live there. All right, so learn that lesson from me, people. Can't isolate yourself from the world. You got to either exist in it or just get all the way out of it, you know? Yeah, let's not go there, though. All right, happy Sunday to you. See you tomorrow. Yeah. Hey, dear Lou's Journal, it's Monday again, February 28th, 2022. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. The atmosphere of a Monday morning is completely different than the atmosphere of a Sunday morning there. Maybe it has to do with the amount of people awake and thinking and being mad or something. Come on, Lou, what are you, an antenna for other people's thoughts now? Jesus, you meditate for like 3 times and then all of a sudden you're psychic? Jeez, get with it. All right. Anyway, Journal, I had a pretty good week of talking to you there. I really feel like I have a slightly better grip on what's going on with me there. You know, the other thing that I would like in my life is, you know, I want to be happy with my wife again there. I wouldn't say we're exactly unhappy, but we're definitely just toeing the line, you know, both of us. I'm sure if we sat each other down and we were completely honest, we'd have a lot of things to say to each other that the other person doesn't want to hear, you know? And maybe not saying those things is why all the crud builds up and you just end up being 10 miles apart at the dinner table there. Well, I ain't gonna fix my marriage in one page, but I can realize that, hey, look at that, like fixing my marriage is a dream. And I just want to write it in the journal and skip to the end, but I realize that I can't. There's going to be steps there. And as I think about it more and more and grow in wisdom and patience, then the steps will become clear. Look at this. This is amazing, Journal. Like, you really are crazy there. Jeez. All right. Wow. All right. Whew. I'm getting dizzy there from all the epiphanies I'm having in my head. I'm going to go sit down. See you later, Journal. Hey there, everybody. Happy Monday, February 28th, 2022. Coming at you there from the heart of LouCast Studios there, also known as my bedroom. Yeah, if you're watching on YouTube, yeah, you can clearly see it there. But if you're just listening to it on the Dressed in the Dark podcast feed, let me explain here, people. This podcast comes out on YouTube, and like the one you watched there, and then another podcast from LouandStu.com. called Dress in the Dark. It's about the crazy things inside your mind. Every couple weeks, they put the Lou Digest on there for me. Nice fellas over there, you know? So if you haven't already, just go down to LouAndStu.com and check out all the tunes that are there. People are really cranking them out for you. Well, people. I say people. It's one person there, mostly. He gets a little help. I mean, are we ever alone, people? Except when we're being hermits. But usually, we're just by ourselves. We're not really alone. Hey, Lou. All right. Jeez. Maybe March will make more sense there. February was too heavy for Lou. I'm checking out.